Neil Coon.
God, he killed me.
Oh, that's a pretty good.
Yeah, it happens. I'm not. I'll never not bet against Stafford in the top three in any big race.
No, I know. I know.
So let me. Let's start with this. Let's start with Bob Baffert. And Nick Hahn, here's how my Sunday went. I got up. I'm like, okay, it's going to be a really busy week. Maybe I'll take it, maybe I won't do too much today. Look at Twitter. See, Bob Baffert's going to call a press conference. This can't be good. And it turns out it's really, really not good. How did you first find out about Bob Baffert, Medina Spirit, getting a betamethasone positive?
Just a rash of series of phone calls and texts as I was walking my dog. And it was, drug positive for Baffert. And I knew it wasn't going to be a good look. I didn't know how bad of an optic it would be for the industry at that point, but you had just a lot of new fans considering Baffert to be Lance Armstrong, as the way the vibe was, and quickly came in to try and find out a little bit more about what was happening, and the flurry of accounts that came in, you knew. It was going to be a long week of explanations, and that's certainly what it has been so far.
It has been. That's a good way to put it. A long week of explanations. You're not wrong about that at all. So, Derby Bill, let me ask you. We got some people are saying they're going to boycott betting on the Preakness, which strikes me as completely cockeyed. So. He's been, if you think Baffert's getting away with things, he's been getting away with things forever in California, if that's what you think. We know what he got away with in Arkansas, where they let him skate. We know he just got a positive in Kentucky. So the way you punish is by not betting a race in Maryland. I got to admit that I'm just baffled by the logic here. But what do you think? Do you think that that any of this boycott is really going to make a difference? Is it going to happen, really? I mean, I know a few people may not bet, but you think it's really going to matter?
Yeah, I think it's a vendetta-like thing, which, as Dwayne Lucas said, let's forget about it and move on and improve things from now on to in the future. I like Dwayne Lucas's attitude towards it. As a consumer of betamethasone myself, I was more worried about a shortage of the drug than I was worried about not betting on the Preakness. My goodness, they could scratch three horses and I'm still betting the Preakness. What kind of degenerate doesn't bet the Preakness?
That's why we love you, Derby Bill, because you are a true degenerate at heart. All right, guys, let's do this. Let's chew through who's in the Preakness, and then we can talk a little bit about the Black Eyed Susan Preakness double that I know has piqued your interest. So let's go through the 10 horses in the Preakness here. We're going to start with the one horse. That's Ram, Dwayne Lucas, a Ridgeling by American Pharoah out of a mineshaft mare. Certainly the breeding says this guy should love a mile and 3/16. He's won two straight, but not beating much. He won a maiden 50 claimer, and then he won an A other than on the Derby undercard, 30-1 morning line. Ricardo Santana going to do the honors. Nick, Ram.
I think he's doing well, but I think he's just coming from so far back. It's Dwayne Lucas. It's not surprising that this is his 10th career start, and his 6th start already this year. That's the way Lucas works. He uses races to train. And so I wouldn't let, the record discourage you, but he is on the rail in the Preakness, and I think he's just gone far too soon to make a substantial impact.
Bill?
Dwayne Lucas, the KGO basketball coach, trying to slip in the Final Four with a horse named after VCU. Well, actually named after the truck, the Ram truck, before he lost his sponsor, and that's it got turned into a Ford or something, but he still got stuck with the name Ram. Was the story I was told by some old folks, being as we're talking about the old man of the sport. The guy's cages could be one, $20.80 he won the race one at Churchill Downs at 10:30 in the morning for me, back in, to start off Churchill Downs week for me. So I'm not going to condemn Ram for that effort, but as far as the Preakness, he's just not at that level. I mean, he's improving a little bit his last two races. Before that, he couldn't win, you know, if he had snake eyes in Vegas. So, no, I'm not using Rams.
No, this feels like the coach wants to be at the Preakness again because he loves coming to the
Party
Preakness.
On, man.
But it doesn't seem to have the horse to be there, so Ram is the best he's got. So, all right, the two horse, keep me in mind, Robertino Diodoro, the trainer, 15-1 morning line, David Cohen going to ride. This guy won the Kentucky Jockey Club in November last year. He was third in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, rallied from 19th in the 7th in the Kentucky Derby. Bill, what's your take on this 15-1 horse?
Definitely a classy horse with the Uncle Mo and the Victory Gallop from the Belmont Champion in the dame side. Keep me in mind, usually starts a race in Towson. And this race is on Old Hilltop. So, I mean, it's just too much to ask a horse to close that much. The jockey knows him very well. He's rode him almost every race, Mr. Cohen. So he'll know what to do with the horse. But, man, this horse just starts too far back for me to put in the Final Four.
Nick?
It's a little interesting with this horse that what's going to happen with the pace of the race? What's Baffert going to do with Concert Tour and Medina Spirit with, both of those horses going to be running 1-2 perhaps, you know, up the backstretch? If he closes from 12 positions at Pimlico Saturday, he'll certainly win the race because there are only 10 horses in the race, and that's what he did in the Derby. He went from 19th to 7th. He'll certainly make a late charge, but, what will be enough? What will the track condition be? What happens to the pace? What is, Baffert's thinking with the two front running horses? I don't know, but, the 7th in the Derby and, I wouldn't be surprised to see him run up, get third, something like that, but I wish you could bet that in the middle of the race because that would kind of set the mind frame of keep me in mind. So, but one win, just kind of on paper, it looks like this is going to be a reach for him.
Yeah, I'd say it's a heavy lift. I like this horse a little bit, though. You know, nobody was closing on Derby Day. No one closed in the Derby. I mean, the top four at the end were among the top six. In the first half mile. So even though the pace was pretty fast, nobody was running into it except this horse. This horse was running into it. Even in the other races, you look at it like the Pat Day Mile, they went 43-3 for the half and the horse that was in first stayed on the win. So I like the way, I like that he rallied like that. He is going to have work to do, but I think he might be sitting on a move forward and, I think there's going to be some pace here, and maybe the strip will play a little fairer, and that could move him right in there. So I think this is a horse that can outrun 15-1 for sure. All right, the Derby winner, Medina Spirit. I guess we've talked a little bit about what's been going on with him. Johnny Velasquez up. This horse was 12-1 when he won the Derby. He's also won the Bob Lewis Stakes, second three other times. Nick, Medina Spirit.
I think the Derby took too much out of him. I was surprised as any to see him hold off. But I always am when Baffert horses do that. I just think it might play a little bit into that pace issue I mentioned before, but I, with the week that it is, just the distractions, not that the horse knows anything really about it. Maybe he's picking up on something, but I think it may have just taken a lot out of him. That was such an outing by him, and regardless of what you think of the positive test there, but Baffert, every explanation is kind of yeah, but, whether you're talking for or against, he'll probably be competitive early. I just don't know if he has the guts to handle a stretch run like he did the last time. Even though they didn't come home all that fast, I think it was. I think it still took a lot out of them. That 102 buyer, it's going to be hard to replicate.
Bill,
I think little Bobby Baffert might have made a mistake here, bringing Consort Tour in this race and Medina Spirit. Without Consort Tour, Medina gets the speed and might get to the lead and try to steal it from front. Like Johnny V's masterful ride in the Derby just took off and just held on with everything the horse had. And like Nick said, I think he's not quite recovered from that journey enough to take on the speed here that's going to come after him. I mean, these guys know exactly what Medina's going to do, and there's no 20-horse stampede here. I see Consort Tour going with him. I see a couple other horses trying to go out in a just absolute chaos, even more chaos than the Bethamezzine controversy.
Let's hope not. Let's just hope that there's not more chaos than Betamethasone.
The chaos just meaning the race. The pace of the race will be a little bit different up front in this race with Consort Tour involved.
Yeah, he figures to be involved, and he figures not to be the only one involved. So, Crowded Trade, he's a 4-horse, 10-1. Chad Brown, Clarivet Stables, Javier Castellano going to ride. And the question on the table is Crowded Trade Cloud Computing 2.0? That was Brown's other very lightly raced Preakness winner of a couple of years back. Bill, what do you think about Crowded Trade?
No, I thought he had the wood one coming around the turn in the wood just easily, and he just retreated on my trifecta box there. So I'm going to hang Chad Brown until New York. So no, I'm not using the Crowded Trade. Maybe getting a piece of the superfecta pie. I think he's fully capable of getting it. I thought he just fell apart in the wood and then. A little bit better of a trip here, and he's only 6-1, so a lot of respect for this horse. So I might keep him in the superfecta.
All right, keep him in the super. Nick, what do you think about Crowded Trade?
Yeah, Clarivet Stables here, lightly raced as you mentioned. Maybe a little bit of a bounce off that outing in the Gotham when had that. I mean, that was talk about a big duel with Weyburn there in the Gotham. Maybe it was just hard for him to come back. Distance maybe an issue. Looking at the past performances, if you look at the breeding, you might like the distance a little further. I think he'll mature some. Whether it'll be enough to get into the winner's circle, I have my doubts. I kind of have him in the same circles and line as Keep Me in Mind.
Yeah, I don't know. That wood is that's a little tough to look at. That was not a good race. Bourbonic won. He was a billion to one. Dynamic one was second. He was half a billion to one. They may still be running in the Kentucky Derby. So, I don't know. Not so much. All right, Midnight Bourbon, Asmussen, Irad Ortiz. Horse was sort of an even sixth after a wide journey in the Kentucky Derby, had won the LeCompte, third in the Risen Star, second in the Louisiana Derby, you know, ran okay in the Kentucky Derby. He loses Mike Smith. Mike Smith lands on, where does Mike Smith land on? He lands on Concert Tour, so he jumps ship from Midnight Bourbon. But Irad Ortiz, pretty good consolation prize there. Nick, what do you think about Midnight Bourbon?
Can we get some respect for the Louisiana Derby yet in this Triple Crown?
That was a pretty useful race, no question.
Yeah, this year maybe a little bit so, and it still might generate a Derby winner after all. But, I think this horse has enough bottom. He certainly has covered the distances here. Distance won't be a problem. Pretty mature horse. Not a bad outing in the Derby with a little bit of a rough trip. Irad Ortiz, I think, was on the rail in the Derby, so he's probably very happy about the post position here. I think he's a real threat. I think he's one you gotta really look at, and I would just set aside most of the Derby effort and look at that form down and at the Fairgrounds coming into the race. I think he's a real challenger.
Bill?
No question here. This horse wanted to get out of the gate much better in the Derby. Bumped, just knocked him. Just couldn't melt ice coming out of the gate there in Kentucky. This horse... I always wanted to be a wise man, and I've read that this one's the wise man pick for the Preakness. And I've never been a wise man, so I'm going to go with this horse. This horse here will go, and he'll take advantage of that speed duel with Medina Spirit and Concert Tour with obviously a lot smaller field, great post. Steve Asmussen knows what he's doing here. I read a big adjustment there. Will not let this horse get behind by too far. So I see a stalk and a win and a lot of bourbon for Frank Vespi and Derby Bill.
But I will say this. You like this horse at 5-1. Don't you have to like Keep Me in Mind a little bit at 15 since they basically finished right next to each other in the Kentucky Derby?
No, I think Midnight Bourbon's a little bit better of a horse to me. Obviously, the odds say the same thing, so I'm going to stick with my first wise guy effort ever.
All right, wise guy. Rombauer, Mike McCarthy, 12-1 morning line, Flavian Pratt up, winner of the El Camino Real Derby. Was an okay-ish third in the Bluegrass behind Essential Quality and Highly Motivated, not really close to those horses, but on the other hand, well ahead of everybody else. This guy's okay, has some okay efforts in his past. Anything good enough to make you concerned about him here, Bill?
Not me. I mean, he could have stayed out west for all I cared. I mean, his success was in... Golden Gate, he earned a free bid to the Preakness, so he's taking advantage of it. Have a nice party for the Franklins out of the breeders and the owners. And McCarthy, just don't see it. The numbers are just slow. I mean, just not there for me to put him in the top echelon of this race. So crab cakes to the owner.
Crab cakes for the owner. The buyer par for this race is 103. This guy's top buyer is an 88. Nick, want to make a case for him?
I really can't. He was kind of a wise guy pick for Evan Hammonds, who was on us on our show with the Bluegrass that day. That was his pick in the Bluegrass as a long shot. It didn't turn out to be that bad of a pick. It finished third. But he will be rested. You know, he's a horse that I can't really – I'd like to take a good look at him. You know, some of these – sometimes you just have to go there and see him in person before you can completely write him off. But on paper, he has a lot to overcome.
I would say that's probably accurate. France Godeina, the first, actually not the first Japanese-based horse to start in the Preakness. I guess Lonnie did a couple of years ago, but one of the very few. He's actually a Kentucky bred. Was a $100,000 auction purchase by trainer Hideyuki Mori. This guy dumped his exercise rider this morning and ran off a little bit around the turn before they corralled him. It's been really kind of trains, planes, and automobiles for him getting here. He's based in Japan, ran in the UAE Derby, then went back to Japan, then flew to L.A., flew to Newark, took a van to Baltimore. So he's certainly getting the frequent flyer miles in order. Nick, what do you think about this horse at 20-1 on the morning line?
Well, it's kind of an old adage. You have to see it, you know, before you start believing it. And I think that's the situation here with France Godeina. I will say this, though. I mean, this horse seems to be very well bred. I mean, it was only a $100,000 purchase at the Keeneland September sale back in 2019. But Unbridled Song out of a curling mare will take charge. Seems to be well bred. Maybe if Derby Bill's chaos theory surfaces in the Preakness, maybe a horse that could take an opportunity. Probably one of the best chances for a foreign bred to win the Preakness, but that's still a tall order.
Bill?
How dare this horse using the Preakness as a prep for the Belmont? How dare this little Japanese based. No chance in the Preakness, but he's targeting the Belmont. He can run forever, like a mile, 2.5 mile race he could probably do. But the Preakness is the shortest Triple Crown race, and it'll be the shortest Triple Crown versus the Japanese-based conglomerate. Hopefully they can find some sushi in Baltimore, because it's not conducive of crab cake celebration for this horse. Sorry.
So I will say a couple things about this horse. One is that UAE Derby effort, better than it looks. He was flat-footed out of the gate. He was uncomfortable early. Couldn't find anywhere to go in the lane. Stuck with it pretty well. It was really a pretty okay effort. The other thing is, talking with the folks involved with him, this is a horse that wants to be close to the front. If you look at the two races he won, both at a mile and an eighth, the comment line is straight to lead, the other one it's track leader. This is a horse that wants to be involved early, and he was nowhere early in the UAE Derby after a bad break. So look for him to be more engaged in the race early on. It may just be too many things to ask of him to be ready to win this race on Saturday. But I think he's kind of an interesting little horse here, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him at least close up for the first part of the race.
Well, he gets a million bonus if he wins the Belmont. So I don't think the Preakness was ever anything except a prep race for him. But you're right, he could clog up the chaos if he uses some of their speed.
And that's what they're saying that they expect. They expect him to be right there early. So, you know, don't be fooled by the UAE Derby. That was a bad break and some other stuff. All right. Unbridled Honor. Todd Pletcher shows up, saw this horse, only gray in the field. So that's got to be worth something. This horse has only a maiden win at Tampa to his credit. Was second in the Lexington behind King Fury in the slop. 15-1 morning line. Bill, anything for this Son of Honor Code?
Well, he stunk in Tampa. He did a little better in Lexington. He's won a 22 large maiden. So, Todd's got better horses in his barn. For some reason, he shipped him down here instead of keeping him for the undercard at Belmont Stakes Days. So he knows more than I do, but I'm not using this horse at all. Just too slow.
Just too slow, says the man. Nick?
Yeah, I think there's Luis Saez gets the mount here. You know, this seems to be a horse that wants to come from at least a little further back, which I don't think is going to help him much. maybe his best performance was in the slop, and it's not a drop of rain forecasted, going to be dry all week. Only rain's going to come off the sprinklers. So I agree with you here. I think it's just too much. He was kind of a candidate for the Derby. I'm trying to remember if he could have actually have gone, but with the points that he got, but maybe not. Maybe he was on the outside the whole time, but I think he's on the outside.
All right. Now, risk-taking was, if I recall correctly, targeting the Peter Pan, skip the Peter Pan to come to the Preakness. It's a little bit bigger challenge than he was going to see there. Chad Brown, another Clarovich stable, Jose Ortiz in the irons. This horse won the Withers, Grade 3 Withers, in February, and then was really nowhere at all as the favorite in the Wood Memorial. And that was not a good effort, and he's going to need a bounce back here. Nick, what do you think about risk-taking?
Well, he beat Unbridled Honor by some 12 lengths back in December at Aqueduct, so that it says a little bit. I take him higher than that horse. Felt in his last race in that Wood Memorial, Crowded Trade outperformed him in that race. So I don't know. I'm trying to build a little bit of a case, maybe a little bit of an off race in the Wood. Medagliadoro, nice horse sire there, but and the other Clarovich horse. So maybe he's in the race to sort of help Crowded Trade a little bit here, but I think he'll be happy if he makes the board, but not a real series contender.
Bill?
No, the only good thing I could say, Chad Brown knows more about horse races than I do. This horse has no chance in the Preakness. I mean, the Withers was his best effort ever, and just absolutely stunk up the Wood, and the Wood wasn't that great. And I'm saying this ain't the strongest field in the Preakness ever, but this horse should have stayed in New York.
All right, that finally gets us to Concert Tour, 2 for the price of 1 here. Not really, but you get 2 Bob Baffert's. This is a horse that they really liked early. Won the San Vicente, won the Rebel, easily by 4 lengths. Was the 3-10 favorite in the Arkansas Derby, and that didn't work out so well. Ended up 3rd behind Superstock. Superstock ended up being nowhere in the Kentucky Derby. Next time out, Baffert's got Mike Smith on this horse. Joel Rosario ends up on the Japan-based horse, Francisco de Ina. He had been riding Concert Tour. I don't know. This one kind of got to be involved early, doesn't he? What's going to happen with this? Bill, what do you think?
Fresh colt has more of a tank full in his legs than any human will have in their cars this weekend at Pimlico. This horse is just well-rested. I mean, this one will suck up the early pace. I mean, just a perfect place, come from the outside and just go for it. And he'll run with he'll challenge Medina early. Obviously, Midnight Bourbon will be stalking him, hopefully, here. This is part of the chaos. If he can get from the 10 to the before the first turn and get the lead then, I think he's got a very strong chance of using those fresh legs to wear down Medina or even Midnight Bourbon late. And would not she be shocked to see Consort Tour playing some music for Bob Baffert?
Yeah, I mean, he's got to be 1-2 by the time they hit the first turn, doesn't he? Pretty much. I mean, otherwise he's going to be out in the parking lot or shuffled back behind a bunch of horses, which he has never shown the ability to be.
Oh, the only guy faster would have been the guy in fast food after I couldn't eat today for 4 hours.
Well, I hope you gave that guy a workout.
Oh, I was on a Concert Tour of my own.
Nick, what about Concert Tour?
I think I like him better than the Spirit. I think he's the better of the two for this race. Sired by Street Sense. What happened to Street Sense in the Preakness? Derby Bill might remember that one just a little bit. But, you know, a horse that I agree with the freshness here of this horse. And I think I just like him a better spot. Jockey change to Smith. You know, he knows what he's doing there. Very experienced rider. So I like him. I like him better than Medina Spirit. I think if Baffert wins the Preakness, it'll be with this one.
Worth noting, both Bafferts are getting extra scrutiny from the Maryland Jockey Club, and he has agreed that if either of them in the pre-race test, which comes back Friday, has an overage of illegal medication or shows a positive for something that's prohibited, that horse is going to get scratched. So we'll see if either of those things comes to be, but it is possible that one or both of these horses don't actually face the starter after the let's call it a debacle that happened with Medina Spirit, that is ongoing with Medina Spirit, in fact. So the Preakness Stakes, Nick, who are your top handful here? Who if we're playing this Black Eyed Susan Preakness double, who you betting?
I'm gonna pick up Midnight Bourbon. I'm gonna pick up I think I like Crowded Trade. I'm going to pick up Concert Tour. I'm going to let all the money fall on Medina Spirit and, you know, let that, you know, try and steal the pot that way. So, yeah, maybe Keep Me in Mind might be another one I might, you know, try and reach for, you know, if I want to go a little bit deeper, be on a B ticket or something like that.
So you're tossing Medina, you're tossing Medina and going like maybe 2, 4, 5, 10, or maybe just 4, 5, 10, right?
Yes. Yep.
Bill?
Oh, yeah. Security will be almost as tight as it was the last time I was in the press box. Hors d'oeuvres, free entrees. The security will be brutal. Midnight Bourbon. Concert Tour, Medina Spirit, Crowded Trade. I'm using all four of them in the Black Eyed Susie double. Just hoping.
So Medina, Crowded, Midnight, and Concert. That's the 3, 4, 5, and 10. All right, let's talk briefly about the Black Eyed Susan race 13 on Friday, mile and an eighth. Three-year-old fillies, grade two, 250,000 smackers on the line. Bill, why don't you start us off? Who do you like in here?
Yeah, I'm going with the number eight, The Grass Is Blue, the Broken Vow sire. The horse ran like crap in the Gazelle, but the horse is just class all over this, and Chad Brown has this one, and IRAD will be trying to chase Beautiful Girl, the favorite. Obviously, Baffert's a big-time favorite here in the Oaks runner-up there in the 10 horse. So I'm going to use the 8 and adventuring the 9 here, Brad Cox. This one's a monster closer. This one will be flying. This one will be coming down the stretch. You'll just walk. What was that horse? Oh, that was adventuring.
I'm sorry, can you say that again? I didn't quite catch that.
Adventuring. It's hard to say because it's a Godolphin horse winning a big race, and the entourage won't be there at Preakness like they usually are at the Derby, but Adventuring could win this one easily. So I'm using The Grass and Blue, Adventuring, and if I got any extra money, I'll throw Baffert's Beautiful Girl in the double just in case the guy wants to show up and legally.
Beautiful Gift, the morning line favorite, 9-5. She won the Santa Isabel, and then second a half length as the favorite in the Santa Anita Oaks. Nick, what do you got for me on the Black Eyed Susan?
I like the Pioneer of the Nile horses here. Adventuring, Baffert horse, Beautiful Gift on paper, certainly a worthy favorite here. With Velazquez, just merits, you know, look at his race resume. But the two pioneer of the Niles in this race, let me just make sure there's not three, Venturin, people says he's going to have a little bit of pirun, you know, as he comes to the top of the stretch. Of he's going to see dirt for the first time, it looks like. You know, he ran in the slop at the fairgrounds, a lot of turf, or some races that got pulled off the turf at the fairgrounds. So I think just – and then on the synthetic. So kind of an interesting angle there. I think he could rise up on the dirt. Kind of wondered, you know, maybe it's just bad luck that he hadn't seen it before. Iced Latte with Pletcher, I think kind of a up-and-coming horse here that's going to be intriguing, especially with her running style and Luis Saez there. He's really good on the lead. I really like that situation for Saez. We've seen it so often here in the last few years. So that's kind of what I'm leaning toward the 6 and the 9. And maybe spread out a little bit further gift in there, too. You don't want to go into that bubble and have people gift knock you out.
Yeah, no, there is that. Ice Latte could be loose on the lead in this race, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, it could be the controlling speed here. Certainly is going to be forward and probably the other major speed player is Beautiful Gift. He's outside and hasn't really shown super speed. So might be the horse that they're all trying to catch at the end. And Midnight Obsession did catch her last time, but maybe this time she gets away. All right. So Nick, you're going 6-9 in here. And then in your double, it'd be 6-9 with 2-4-5-10 if we use everyone. Derby Bill, if we use everyone, we're going 8-9-10 with 3-4-5-10.
Yeah, with a win ticket on Adventuring, the fillies as fast as some of the fillies in the infield in 1984.
Were they running from you?
Oh, my God, they were running. Wouldn't you?
No comment. I got nothing. Yeah.
I would cover the square with Beautiful Gift in that double ticket, and the matter would be just whether to add in maybe horse like Keep Me in Mind.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, Beautiful Gift could be tough. I mean, the irony, of course, of the whole Baffert situation is he's going to send out the favorite in the Black Eyed Susan, which is the biggest Friday race, and then he's going to send out the favorite and the second favorite in the Preakness. It's just in the horse racing things you really can't make up. All right, gentlemen, thank you both. Nick Hahn, any last thoughts?
Yeah, just, you know, this Baffert infraction, I mentioned earlier, it's a little but I don't think it's a situation where the horse wouldn't have won a Derby anyway. Yeah, but, you know, this is also another infraction with Baffert. Yeah, but, you know, I haven't seen any drug made that will lengthen a horse's stride. Yeah, but, you know, and that's kind of how you get in the circular story about, you know, what might happen with Baffert in this race and, you know, in terms of the Derby. So it's not, I think, for newcomers to the race, it's not the scandal that you know, like many would have you believe, you know, that maybe even a lot of the you know, the larger press, the Today shows and whatever would have you believe. But at the same time, it's a very serious matter for those of us that follow the industry a lot more closely, where I think the tolerance level has been hit. And you know, it's just going to be difficult for Baffert to aura that he did, you know, that he had 2 weeks ago.
No, I think that's right. I mean, it's hard to. Somebody asked me the other day, "What does this do to his legacy?" And the answer, I think, is nothing good. I mean, it's going to be hard. This throws everything in the question to some extent, and fair or not. And this is it's not good for the game. Bill, last thoughts?
Obviously, his name used to be the Prince. They called him of the West Coast, Bob Baffert. Now he's the Weasel of the West Coast.
Not to put too fine a point on it.
No, Frank Vespi for Racing Commissioner, and let's clean this stuff up. You break the rules, you pay a penalty.
I'm all in. I think the constituency of people who support me for Racing Commissioner is, well, Bill, I think you may be it, actually.
Yeah, thanks for that 20.
There's 20 more coming, don't worry. Any other races you guys really interested in on the weekend? Anything? It's actually a lot of really good races, a lot of full fields.
Okay, so no boycott. No boycott allowed. These fields remind me of Colonial Downs with 14 on the turf going 5 furlongs on Friday. I mean, there's so many. There's horses from everywhere. I mean, I don't know what happened here. Emaco just must have enhanced the hay or something, or keep price on hay. They got more horses in Pimlico than I ever remember on Friday.
Yeah, it's a good job by Trish Bowman, the new stakes coordinator there,
and the
other folks there.
I mean, there are a lot of actually horses that won and ran at Colonial Downs on that card on Saturday. In some of the lounge and uncard races before that. English B, the 2019 Virginia Derby winner running in the dinner party stakes. So I think it's a great card. Depending how you look at it, the Preakness is one of the more, if you weren't going to bet a race, that might be the one. The rest of them you absolutely want to bet because it's good racing.
The history's there. I mean, the Pimlico Special, doesn't that go back to Seabiscuit days? I mean, the Pimlico Special.
We were just talking about the history of that race is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a very good race here, too. It's race before the Pimlico Special. It is the Pimlico Special before the Black Eyed Susie. So definitely a daily double in order on Friday and a good reason to watch NBCSN. I think they're going to show both of these races, the Pimlico Special and the Black Eyed Susie. And Enforceable, Max Flair, I mean, class, Fearless, the favorite, Modernist. I mean, just loaded cards, just Last Judgment or something. I'm going to have to look in this over for some more money.
Yeah, no, it's a fun race. I mean, it's not the greatest field ever assembled, but man, you can make a case for a lot of horses in that field.
It's the one race without Baffert, I think. No Baffert controversy in the Pimlico Special.
Horse racing being horse racing, you know he's going to win everything he enters, just because it's how it always happens.
If you're watching the race 14 and you've had a couple of drinks and the race doesn't seem exactly right, don't rub your eyes. Don't have your eyes checked. That's an Arabian race. They're a little slower.
They are a little bit slower.
Usually race 14 is when they go around the infield and smack me in the head to wake me up at Pimlico in the past.
And make you run on top of the urinals?
Said it's time to go. No, they have to throw me out because I've passed out by that time of day.
All right, gentlemen, Derby Bill, Nick Kahn, thank you both. Good luck on Saturday, Friday and Saturday. Should be a great weekend of betting, a great weekend of racing, a great weekend of, if you're not boycotting it, of betting.
No boycott down south, no boycott up north. Come on, people. It's horse racing.
All right, guys.